Okay, I'm sure many of you are waiting for From Here and There. So with us here in the studio is Bahman Nurai to present us this week's Here and There. Mr. Nurai, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ms. Ghanafar. Thank you, Dr. Jamshid. It's very good to have you. Well, I'm Bahman Nurai with today's Here and There. You know, nowadays, bullying is becoming more and more of a concern in today's society. A study shows that children who are bullied can still experience negative effects on their physical and mental health more than 40 years later. The researchers from King's College in London said that their study tracks 7,771 children born in 1958 from the age of 7 until 50. Those bullied frequently as children were at an increased risk of depression and anxiety and more likely to report a lower quality of life at 50. Anti-bullying groups said people needed long-term support after being bullied. A previous study from Warwick University tracked more than 1,400 people between the ages of 9 and 26 and found that bullying had long-term negative consequences for health, job prospects and relationships. This study, published in the American Journal of Psychiatry, suggested the impact of bullying could be longer-lasting into middle age. Be with us back. Welcome back. Artists have a structurally different brains compared with non-artists, a study has found. Participants' brain scans revealed that artists had increased neural matter in areas relating to fine motor movement and visual imagery. The research published in NeuroImage suggests that an artist's talent could be innate, but training and environmental upbringing also play crucial roles in their ability, the authors report. As in many areas of science, the exact interplay of nature and nurture remain unclear. Lead author Rebecca Chamberlain from KU Leuven, Belgium, said she was interested in finding out how artists saw the world differently. Ms. Chamberlain explained that the people who are better at drawing really seem to have more developed structures in regions of the brain that control fine motor performance and what they call procedural memory. Stay with us. Good to see you back. Today I'm going to introduce you to the book Fatima is Fatima by Dr. Ali Shariati. In the book, Fatima Zahra, the daughter of the Islamic prophet Muhammad, is described as a role model for Muslim women around the world. He describes Fatima as a manifestation and a symbol of the way and an essential direction of Islamic thought. He states that even in the ever-changing world in which people's views towards life constantly change, as a role model, Fatima can still be looked up to by women around the world. Here's the most famous part of this legendary book. I wanted to begin to describe Fatima. I got stuck. I wish to say Fatima is the daughter of the great Khadija. I sensed it would not do justice on her great character. I wish to say Fatima is the daughter of Muhammad. I sense it would still not do her justice. I wish to say Fatima is the wife of Ali. I sense it would not cover the entire concept of her. I wish to say Fatima is the mother of Hassan and Hussein. I sensed it still lacked a lot. I wish to say Fatima is the mother of Zainab. I still sense it is not Fatima. No, these are all true, and yet none of them begin to depict the great Fatima. The truth and the only truth is Fatima is Fatima. Be with us. Welcome back. Let's go through the emails. You know, Dr. Jamshid, it's a pleasure always to have you here. One of the emails that we had says, "Hello, I usually watch your program via your website, and most of the time I like the subjects you choose to discuss. But would you please introduce English books about the life of infallible imams? Meraj from Sweden has asked a question, and it would be a great question for you to devour, actually. Thank you so much for your answer beforehand.
You know, about all the imams, there are some good books. There are very good books translated to English and by Ansarian publication. If they, you know, search for Ansarian publication in the internet, they will find a way they can buy those books or order those books. About all the imams, about the Prophet Salawatullah Alayhi, about the history of Islam and all of them, and the translations are very good.
Thank you so much, Dr. Welcome. Jamshidi. So Meraj is going to be Ansarian publications. You can search it on the internet. Thank you so much for your attention. That's a wrap for today's Here and There and the News Beats. I hope I will see you next week. I leave the studio to Ms. Seganefa and Dr. Jamshidi. Thank you so much for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Nurai, for from Here and There. Okay, let's get back to our talk with sweet talk, actually, with Dr. Jamshidian about Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. It seems we can't get enough to talk about her. So we've been discussing her role as a mother and a wife, but is there more to her than we already know? In the beginning of the program, you pointed to her academic
knowledge. She was educated, she was muhaddise, she was called muhaddise, which she narrated the hadith. And also she used to narrate the hadith. She also was the first woman political activist in
Islam.
Was
she involved in politics?
Muslim, yes.
Okay.
She was after the death of the Prophet Salawatullah Alayhi, she started, going around the city and talk to the people and giving lectures. And she has a Sahifah, Sahifatul Fatimiyya, which is full of lectures. And it is in English also. If the people search alislam.org in the internet, they do have the books about her and about her Sahifa.
Okay.
Then the one very important point of Hazrat Zahra was her worship and prayer. You know, she was one of the most people who used to worship all the most of the time. And she is she's quoted many du'as from her. There is a du'a for fever. If you recite this du'a to water and give the person who has fever, it will release.
Goes away.
Yes, goes away. And I have I want to tell you a memory. I had a colleague in Mahjuba magazine. She was Sunni from India. And sometimes she called me and told me that my son is very sick, what can I do? And I said, please bring him here. And I recited that dua to water and gave him, and it went off. You know, the fever went off. And after 10 years, she sent me from there. Sent me an email that I always use this dua and prayer. And I told her, this is from Hazrat Zahra Salamun Alayha. And she said, I know that. It means that she loves our people, Sunnis too. You know?
That's right.
Yes.
So where did the knowledge come from? Was it from, had she learned her knowledge from her father, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny? Was it divine, like inspiration from God her? How did
most
she
of
acquire
them were
that?
Divine. You know, imams had divine knowledge. But she used to study with the husband and father.
Okay, so she could read and write, actually.
Yes.
She was literate and could read and write.
All of them.
And I guess it's again another very important aspect of her, because in those days, I don't think women,
most women were illiterate, even today.
Most people were
most of the countries, women are illiterate, and people are illiterate, and women more.
There's a higher illiteracy rate among women
than
men. So Again, this is another aspect of Islam that's highlighted in Hazrat Fatima Zahra, that importance of actually women being literate, being able to read and write and pursue academic degrees and acquire knowledge.
Knowledge is
it's a must.
It's a must for men and women in Islam, not for one of these two, for all the people. It's a must.
Of course.
Obligatory. Yes.
So if like in a minute you could sum up whatever you want to say, you want to add at the end of the program about Hazrat Fatima Zahra, please go ahead. I know it's never enough, we can never get enough time, we can never talk enough about her, but if you could sum it up in a day,
I would like to tell you something about Hazrat Zahra Salamu alayha and related to Imam Mahdi, Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Hazrat Rasul Salamu alayha told her, Abushra ya Fatima, fa innal Mahdi minka yamla'u al-arzi adlan wa qista. I will give you emanciation that Mahdi is from your generation and Mahdi will fill the earth with justice as before the match is completed. And you know, this is that. And Hazrat Mahdi said, Fi ibnate Hazrat Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is a model for me. That Hazrat Zahra is a model for Hazrat Rasul, Hazrat Mahdi.
Of course.
And you know, she is the model for all of men and women believers, not only Muslims.
Okay. I'm really sorry I have to cut you off here because we're running out of time, but thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Jamshidian. We really enjoyed talking with you. And thank you so much for being with Pure Home this week. Hope to see you again next time. Again, congratulations on this very auspicious occasion. Thank you.
Sorry.